The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Time for the Kid of the Week. I love this segment because it's an ordinary kid is nominated because they do extraordinary things. On the phone with us, our Kid of the Week, it's Delaney Drummond. What a great name. Delaney, good morning.
Hi.
You were nominated by Aaron Stone. Now, let me see if I have this right. Aaron Stone, you're on the same high school bowling team as Aaron's daughter, Lauren. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And what high school do you go to?
I go to Plainfield East High School.
Plainfield East. Now, if you're a bowler on the bowling high school team, do you own your own ball?
Of course I do. I have like five balls. Wow.
Okay. Now, if you have one that you love, it has a nickname, right?
I haven't named my balls yet.
You gotta have a nickname.
Where did you get that from?
My mother used to bowl, and my mother's name is Betty Ann, and we used to call her ball the Betty Ball. Everybody has a nickname.
Mine's Mr. Spare.
Mr. Spare.
Oh.
Joe, you're a bowler?
Sure am.
Mr. Spare.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you go Mr. Strike?
Delaney, you're going to have to name the balls.
You're selling yourself a little short.
I know. I need a name.
Does that fan actually work at the bowling alley?
Wait, what was that?
The fan? You know, the fan that you put your hand over because your hand's sweating?
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
Do you actually use that? Does it, I mean, do you dry off the inside of your hand?
Yeah, I use it all the time. I use a rosin, so it keeps my hand dry.
She's serious.
Wow.
That's a serious
What's
ball
the highest
right
score you've ever done, Delaney?
236.
Nice.
236. That's impressive. Wow.
Thank you.
I mean, that's unbelievable. All right. Tell me about your friendship with Lauren, because you were nominated by her parents. Now, Lauren is special needs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Tell me how this friendship started.
It started a few months ago when bowling started, and I don't know, she was by herself, so I just included her in everything and thought it was nice.
So Delaney sees Lauren and she's kind of sitting by herself. She grabs Lauren, brings her over to the group. You became fast friends with her, didn't you? You guys are good friends.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how special you are? I don't think high school kids do this. I don't think they grab other kids and bring them over to their group. Everybody likes to stay in their own little clique. I mean, that's pretty special. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
And so when you started bringing Lauren around, did you sort of teach her like tricks on how to bowl and get...
I tried, but... She does some things I ask her to do.
I mean, it's just out there to be hanging out with everyone. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think just the bringing her into the group and sort of being a mentor and a friend is really just so special. And I think, Delaney, that by your actions, the other kids may see what you're doing and say, hey, I want to do that, too. I want to be kind and nice and treat other people the way I want to be treated as well. So
you're
that's
a role
just
model.
A lovely thing.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, good for you.
No one gets there alone, Delaney. You want to give any credit to anyone who helped you along the way?
Her mom and dad are really nice, and I guess that helps. And that's really it.
How did you get into bowling? Does one of your parents bowl?
No, I just... started by myself. I started freshman year. I'm a junior this year.
Okay.
So I've been bowling for 3 years, and I thought to try something new, and I guess I was pretty good at it.
God, good for you. And I love the fact that you took Lauren under your wing and brought her into the group, and here you are nominated as the Kid of the Week.
thank you.
Do you see Lauren outside of bowling now that the season's over?
Yeah, we just went bowling last night, actually.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she beat me one game. It's okay.
Wow.
Nice. Go Lauren.
Yeah, right. Is Lauren listening right now?
Yeah, she's in the car with me right now.
Oh, what do you want to say to Lauren? How she changed your life?
I don't know. I've been happier and more outgoing because of it, because of meeting her.
Good for you. I forgot. You're on your way to school right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you have
20 minutes?
Do you have any tests today? What's going on at school, in high school?
Well, I'm into photography, and I have an assignment to do today. Pretty cool.
Photography and bowling. I didn't have that when I was in high school. I just feel like I had a lot of algebra and chemistry.
Yeah.
When is the end of the semester? Isn't it coming up?
End of semester is in May.
Oh, you do? Well, I mean the quarter. Is there a quarter?
Quarter. We don't really focus on quarters, but I think the end of the quarter is this month or next month.
Right. I have a seventh grader, so we focus on quarters. Take it a little bit at a time.
Well, he's not in high school yet. I think you should maybe combine the love for bowling and the love for photography. And I can see some really cool shots going down the alley, right, with the ball. What do you think?
I can see it now.
Yes.
I would suggest that maybe watching The Big Lebowski sometime in the next month, which is a great bowling movie. Your dad will like that.
And Lauren can be your assistant.
Yes. Delaney Drummond. What a great name. Do they call you D2, D squared?
No. Delaney.
Okay, I'll keep my mouth shut now. We are going to set you up with gift cards from Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics, okay?
Okay.
And congratulations, Delaney, on being the Kid of the Week. And say hello to Lauren for us, okay?
Say hi to Lauren.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.